We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Samach Dalet Omid Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Samach Dalet Omid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Geulei Beitzim Mutaris, which means if someone takes a Beitza Tameya, an egg from an ostrich, and he cooks it together with a chicken egg is kosher, ostrich egg is not kosher, the halacha is it's Mutaris, because that's talking about a regular egg that was not fertilized by a Zachar, so it doesn't have any meat in it. And Rashi says it's considered Maya Ba'alma, and that doesn't give bleias to the other egg. But Beitzim Muzarois, Beitzim that are Muzarois, this is another case. Let's say you have a Beitza that's from a kosher chicken, but it's not fertilized, but it was sat on by a chicken for a while. So Nefesh Yafa Teichlem, someone who's not an Istinus will eat it, because really it's not so geschmack to eat it, because it's not it was the egg was sat on the hen sat on this egg for a while, and he might even have a blood spot. But in such a case, it's not a problem whatsoever, because since it's safna nadara, which means it doesn't come from a zocher at all, it's not a shaila of dam bechlal, and therefore the paiskim in shulchan aruch speak out. Even find dam shel case, it's mutter. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that's why Be'ikar Adin, if you buy eggs in the store, which are coming from eggs which are not fertilized by a Zacha, you don't have to worry about a blood spot. But Maisi says it should be Machmir L'chatchila. And what's the Pshat? It's a big Shaila in the Paiskim. There are some Paiskim who say that worried a Zacha got in there somehow, and therefore you have to worry about a little bit of dam. But when it's a chicken that's in a farm, of course there it's a problem, because there you definitely have to chashish for zacha. And that's really the next case. Nimtza la karadam, if it's a egg that's fertilized by a zacha, fertilized by a male, and nimtza la karadam, you found a little dam in a blood spot in the egg, zoyrik es adam, you throw out the dam, va'oicha es hashar, you eat the rest of the egg. And now the Gemara qualifies that. It's not so pashut. Am Rav Yirmiya, v'hush nimtza kesha shalom, only if it's found on the kesher, which means in the egg you have the yellow and you have the white, and in the white there's a little bit of a vein, like a white vein, and if it went onto that vein, that's where you found it. It means just starting, then only that is no good, but it didn't spread to the rest of the egg yet, and therefore you're allowed to eat the rest of the egg. But Tani Dustoya Avudarav Apoitriki Loishon Osimta Chelbainjla, it's only found it on the white. I've already got to the yellow. I feel a beitz asur. The whole bay is asur. My taima the shado tichlo bekula, because the reyes already started in the whole egg, and therefore you're worried everything of the egg gets already fertilized, and therefore you cannot eat any part of the egg. So the bottom line is what we have so far in the Gemara is that if it's a egg that's not fertilized and it's tame with a tar, no problem. If it's the egg itself, it's not fertilized, but the mother hen sits on it for a while. Nefesh yafa teichlem. If you're not, you're not particular, huh? Our eggs are the first part of eggs. Yeah, our eggs are the first type of eggs. No zacher involved. Our eggs have no zacher involved. Because if the mother hen sits on it, it gets pretty like warm, and it could have so dirty. It could get dirty in it. It's not so geschmack to eat it. If people are particular, they're not going to eat your egg.
Well, what are our eggs?
Our eggs just laid. They don't sit on it. They lay the eggs. Actually, they have in these days, they can lay eggs three times a day. They have these, they make it night and day in these companies, then they lay eggs three times a day. So those eggs are not a shah nefesh yafa. It's not a shah of halacha there. Then, you have, something's fertilized by a zacha, it's found a little bit of dam, so you zerik the dam and you eat the rest. But we found a dam. If you find a dam on the white, and in the kesher and the white, so it didn't spread yet, then you throw out the dam, you eat the rest. But if it was found on the yellow already, you gotta throw a whole egg out. And the Gemara says another step. Amar Rav Gavia, Mabei Kasil, Rav Ashi, Ibcha Toni Tanakemi Da Abaya. They had a brisa in front of Abaya, the opposite, that if it's found on the yellow first, then you throw out the yellow and eat the white. But if it's found on the white, then the whole thing's aser. It was like the opposite, that if found the white, it's worse. And Abayah is going to switch it around this way. So you really had an original way, and now he switched around this way. So this Gemara seems like insignificant, but it's very significant, because there is some Rishonim who learn that the Iker Gemara is the Gemara that was set in front of Abayah. that if it's found on the yellow, that's when you could just throw that out and eat the rest. But it's found on the white, then the whole thing is no good. The Ram brings down the Ra'ah that says, Ra'ah Zal Kasav, she Efshaloy McCain like our Gemara. The Bechelbain Sharya, that it's found on the white, then it's Mutter the egg of Bechelbain Asira. Shreya Freyach Menachelbain Neitzer, it's actually created from the white. Veloy Menachelbain. Still see the yellow. He says, "Lefikach." He says, "The ikar shita is the one that was said in front of Abaya, and that's how he passes halacha." So it's big shot passing halacha. Therefore, ikar halacha is all the way. But therefore, the Ramah says the minig is. The Ramah is in Simon Samach Vav Sif Gimel. The Ramah says the minig is today. You find the blood spot either on the white or on the yellow. We throw the whole egg out. We throw the whole thing out. Either way, it's no. If you find the blood spot. Because we're not sure, la halacha, where exactly is it mutter, where exactly is it asa. So therefore the whole egg is asa, that's what Ramah says l'maisa. Again, but our eggs are not from a zacha, saf mara, that's why our eggs have a different sugya, what's the level of chash you have to have in our eggs. Ramosha and Chuvas talks about it by Riches, Simon, it's the chelik alav, Simon Lama Vav, I think, Yeridea, he talks about the shayla, but, and that's why there are some people who would eat commercial eggs without being checked. When someone, a bakery gets a whole bucket of commercial eggs, obviously he's never checked those eggs. I never checked wine and water, because there's no zacha around, if there's no, the reis is less. But Lamaisa, Ramosha says, it's an Indian to check the eggs, and that's why we check our eggs before we bake. I guess when it comes to a company, it's so hard for them to do. Therefore, they're soymich on the coolers. Zot the Maravite,
Abaye says, go back to the first version?
Yeah, Abaye says, our version we have the Maravite is from Abaye, yeah. They said Abaye spent the other way, but Abaye says, like our version, yeah.
According to the Maravite,
the one
that we have today, that every
button
on the yellow should be no good.
According to, yeah, anybody should be no good. And on the white, it's really good. Right. No. It's all talking, the Ramesh's Chumra is that even without a Zachar. This is the whole Gemara is talking about with a Zachar. The Gemara says, yes, we spoke this out when he said it. Nimsal occurred down from there on, it's a Zachar. That's a Zachar. Before that, it was a Zachar. After it was a Zachar. That's how it's Mavoya in the Pais community, the Shach and others. That's why. It's only the Ramesh is saying is that. It's others also. They say today it should be Makom Adam. I want to have heard from Rabbi Felder. He said over from Aaron Cutler, like, Ein Apotropos L'Arayos. So therefore, even there's no Zacha there, but the Ma'ay Zacha might have got in there. So that's one of the Svaros there. It's a big nafkamina if someone makes an egg and he finds a blood spot, is his pat have to be kashered? So Ramon says the pat doesn't have to be kashered. And that's how most people are knowing. Some people, because they have a special egg pat. Because of that, I don't know, it's very complicated exactly, but Lamaisa, that would be nafkamina. If you find a blood spot in your egg and you cooked it, you have to kasher your pot. What does the Elam do? I don't think they kasher the pot, I don't think. So they go ikir, like the shita that it's tamara. Huh?
Like three,
yeah. It's one of three, that's one of three, yeah, 100%, because it's bottle, yeah. Okay. So to Gemara Vait. Omar Chizkiya. How do you know that an egg, for example, an ostrich egg, is also minatayra? So right away, when Mora asks this question, she asks, the we know there's a Gemara that says that call yoytze minatame tame. It's a Gemara in Bukhara, Gemara other places, call yoytze minatame tame. But learn out, because you see, chalav, how do you know you don't eat camel milk? We drink camel's milk because there's a cloud called Yitzhak Tommy Tommy. So Frank the Rishonim, Tosis asks the Kash on Amon Aleph, the Ran asks very clearly over here, Vehikel Medak, Lomeli Kral Lemesar Beitza Tameo, Kaimalona Yitzhak and Tommy Tommy. It's a Gemara in Bukhara's Dafayim and Beitz. So that's the Kash over here. So some want to say that the next Gemara's Limud will be the Makar of Yitzhak Tommy Tommy. That's some want to learn. Others want to learn, like the Ran says, that since the whole idea that a Beitza, even Tahira, is Mutter, and it's not considered Avim Nechai, that alone is a chiddush. So you would think maybe even a Beitza Tameh would be kosher. Kamas Lom, we see this Gemara, it's also Menatar. Menayel Beitza Tameh, she also Menatar. She never says in the Pasuk. One of the birds that are non kosher is Bas Hayano. What's Bas Hayano? The daughter of the Yana? V'chi Bas Yesh Liyano? Does the Yana have a daughter? Now the Yana, the Bas Hayano is the ostrich. We're saying, what's Bas Hayano? So, and what's the kasha? Like the Rad explains, the Gemara's kasha is that it doesn't have a bas when it lays an egg. It doesn't have a daughter. It lays an egg. So why is that called bas yana? Valoi matelos beitzimi valoi shayach me bas. As the Rad explains the kasha. So therefore must be v'chibas yana ela inzu ezuzu beya tameya. Bas yana means the beitz tameya is no you're not allowed to eat.
How Achis is created?
What?
How Achis
No, not only created through an egg. What do you mean? No, the created through an egg. But that doesn't give birth to a live thing. When a cow gives birth to a bass. But astrids give birth to an egg. That's what it gives birth to. That's the Gemara's kasha. What do we call basayani? You never find the Lashon bass and ben by a chicken. Because they give anything give birth to eggs. Fish also, you don't find them. Because they give birth to eggs. Masheken, a behema, gives birth to animals. So the question is, what's basayana? El ezu, ezezezu, beitza, temeya. Maybe the name of the ostrich is Basayana. What's the whole kasha? Maybe that's the name of the ostrich. Lois Sakadai, the Gemara says no. The Chsiv, Bas Ami, the Pasuk says, Bas Ami La Achzor, Pasuk in Echa, Ki Ye'enim Ba Midbar. So you see it's called Ye'enim. It says, Ki Ye'enim Ba Midbar, like the ostrich in the Midbar. So you see it's called Ye'enim. What's Basayana? It must be the egg is also part of the parasha. Basayana is not allowed to be eaten. It's not called Basayana, but it says in the Pasuk, Esa misbaid ketanim ve'evel kebnoisiana. There'll be a misbaid like the tanim ve'evel kebasayana. Now, if bnoisiana are eggs, they can't do evil. They can't sit shiva. You know, they can't talk the way Rashi brings it down. They can't have, say a hesped. They're not possible to be part of a mourning if they're an egg. So how you can say bnoisiana means that the eggs. L'chayra has to mean that's the name of the bird. So tomorrow, the way we read the pasuk is ki yana zush v'sabel sabanel. Kibnois yana means ve'evel like a yana that's sitting shiva on its bonnets. That's the way you read it. And not kibnois yana like the bnois yana. For anyone know a similar kasha, l'chsiv v'shochnoi sham bnois yana. And if you're saying bnois yana are the eggs, what in Dafka are you going to find the bnois yana there, not the yana itself? What's bnois yana? So tomorrow, ki yana zush v'shechenes v'nel. It's with its banel. With its banel. That they'll say shira to me, the chayes hasoda and the tarim, the snakes, so bnei siyana, and the ostriches, bnei siyana. So it seems like bnei siyana is the name of the ostrich. It's not the eggs. The eggs don't sing. So like a beitza, bas member shira. A beitza can't sing shira. So Moses, you're right. Elaksiv ayana, elaksiv bas ayana. Sometimes the Torah calls it a yana, sometimes it calls it a basayana, they both mean an ostrich. So what's the diak over here, basayana? And because of that diak, we're saying it means the egg. Vashani hocha, the pasuk, safra, shtei tevas. Here, the Torah separates it. Doesn't say basayana in one word, it says it in two different words. Umid this pasuk, luhu safra, betarti tevas. And now on samachem ralph. Since the Torah separates the two words, shvamino, trei shemesinu, they're two different names. I can ask me, so here it said it two different names, so therefore we know it's a Darshan Bay. What do you mean? Every time it says B'nai Siyana, it says two different names. Every time the example we gave B'nai Siyana, it was two different names. So what type of raya is this? A pella. Zokta Tferes Yaakov, that the other time it says B'nai's. B'nai Siyana, even if it's one name, we separate it. But if it's just Bas, it's like Ben Sian, you can put it into one name. So it should have been Bas Yana. And since it separates it, it's a raya, it's the egg. Break the Gemara El Miato. We have in the Torah as Kedar Loimar, and it says two words, Kedar and Loimar. Really means one word. The pasuk Safra betray. How can I have a title? Shmeinu is the two names. Really, it's one name. Now, the truth is, in our Sefer Torah, we don't have the words Kedar Loimar separate. That's not a Masorah, but that was Masorah according to the Gemara that Kedar Loimar was separate. Then there we know it's one name. Amri Hasam Shtei Tevois Pasuk Luhu B'Shnei Shitim. There, by Basayana. There, by Kedar Loimar, it's two tevays, but b'shnei shittim loy pasuklu. It's not in two different lines. We never put in two different lines. Avahacha afilu b'shnei shittim not in pasuklu. Here, by bas ayana, it would be in two different lines. Even two different lines in Sefer Torah would be bas mekan v'yana mekan, two different lines. So then, that's a raya. The bas is separate, and it's a raya that a bay is also. So again, the recap of Gemara is: Gemara wants to know how you know the beya of a behema tamea, a oif tamea, is not allowed to be eaten. Teretz is bas ayana. Bas ayana is referring to the egg. Basayana. We spoke at Adikashas, every Yaitzah, Tommy, could be this is the Makar. That's one of Mahalach and Matthias, this is the Makar. Or we said over to Ran, a different Mahalach. But in any case, the Gemara Darsh is Basayana. Basayana is the name of the bird. No, it should have been one word. Basayana should have been one word. Even when it's two words, you find that it's still one thing, Kedola. There it says here it's even two different lines. So it's a raya, two different things. It's a raya, Bas means the egg. And that's a raya that a Bas, of egg, of an ostrich is Temeya, not allowed to be eaten.